In the early 90s, after years of dealing with disadvantages of passive systems, especially varying gain settings on third-party amplifiers, John Mayer decided to stop making passive speakers and devote his company to active designs. Mayer said he hired an ad agency to research how people felt about powered speakers for sound reinforcement, and they came back after a survey and said that nobody wanted them. Sound reinforcement systems operators said that they did not want loudspeakers in which they could not see the amplifier meter to determine whether loudspeakers were working properly during a concert. Nevertheless, Mayer kept to his decision and produced the MSL-4 in 1994, the first powered loudspeaker intended for concert touring. The UPA-1 was converted to a self-powered configuration in 1996, and the rest of Mayer's production line followed suit. Advantages and disadvantages. Fidelity. The main benefit of active versus passive speakers is in the higher fidelity associated with active crossovers and multiple amplifiers, including less IMD, higher dynamic range, and greater output power. The amplifiers within the loudspeaker enclosure may be ideally matched to the individual drivers, eliminating the need for each amplifier channel to operate in the entire audio bandpass. Driver characteristics such as power handling and impedance may be matched to amplifier capabilities more specifically. Active speakers have very short speaker cables inside the enclosure, so very little voltage and control is lost in long speaker cables with higher resistance. An active speaker often incorporates equalization tailored to each driver response in the enclosure. This yields a flatter, more neutral sound. Limiting circuit, high radio, audio compression circuits can be incorporated to increase the likelihood of the driver surviving high SPL's use. Such limiters may be carefully matched to driver characteristics, resulting in a more dependable loudspeaker requiring less service. Distortion detection may be designed into the electronics to help determine the onset of protective limiting, reducing output distortion and eliminating clipping. Cabling. Passive speakers need only one speaker cable, but active speakers need two cables, an audio signal cable and an AC power cable. For multiple enclosure high power concert systems, the AC cabling is often smaller in diameter than the equivalent speaker cable bundles, so less copper is used. Some powered speaker manufacturers are now incorporating UHF or more frequently Wi-Fi wireless receivers so that the speakers require only an AC power cable. Weight. A powered speaker usually weighs more than an equivalent passive speaker because the internal amplifier circuitry usually outweighs a speaker-level passive crossover. A loudspeaker associated with an integrated active system is even lighter because it has no internal crossover. A lightweight loudspeaker can be more easily carried and is less of a load in rigging, flying. However, active speakers using lightweight Class D amplifiers have narrowed the difference. Trucking for a sound system involves transporting all the various components, including amplifier racks, speaker cabling, and loudspeaker enclosures. Overall shipping weight for an active loudspeaker system may be less than for a passive system because heavy passive speaker cable bundles are replaced by lighter AC cables and smaller diameter signal cables. Truck space and weight is reduced by eliminating amplifier racks. Cost. The expense of a large concert active speaker system is less than the expenses of an equivalent passive system. The passive system or integrated active system with external electronics require separate components such as crossovers, equalizers, limiters, and amplifiers, all mounted in rolling racks. Cabling for passive concert systems is heavy, large diameter speaker cable, more expensive than smaller diameter AC cables and much smaller audio signal cables. For high-end home use, active speakers usually cost more than passive speakers because of the additional amplifier channel required. Ease of use. In professional audio, the active speaker is easier to use because it eliminates the complexity of properly setting crossover frequencies, equalizer curves, and limiter thresholds. Cabling is not as simple, however, because active speakers require two cables instead of one. In home audio, the passive speaker is the easiest to install and operate. servo-driven speakers. By including a negative feedback loop in the amplifier speaker system, distortion can be substantially reduced if mounted at a speaker cone. The sensor is usually an accelerometer. It is possible to monitor the back EMF generated by the driver voice coil as it moves within the magnetic gap. In either case, specialists' amplifier designs are needed, and so servo speakers are inherently powered speakers.